Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to another awesome and mighty Monday night of Iron Sharpening Iron. Well, you know it's the fourth Monday, and we have the awesome, awesome privilege of having Evangelist Seaborough and her ministries. I mean, awesome woman of God, definitely called of the Lord to the youth, but she's also called for that prophetic voice in this time and this season for such a time as this. Evangelist Seaborough, are you on the line?
I am.
Okay, you can go ahead, ma'am, and I'm turning over the service to you at this time.
Okay, well, praise God. Thank you again for another opportunity. I want to say welcome to everyone for tuning in, joining us this month, and consider it once again not to be robbery, that you would take out a few minutes of your time to enjoy the presence of God and hear what God has to say to us. So I thank you for taking the time to partake with us, Tony Seaborough Ministries, Iron Sharpening Iron, and Smile 3 Ministries. I thank you that you have taken the time to actually come here, and I believe that you're ready to receive tonight. And according to what God has promised me, I believe that someone's destiny is going to be altered tonight. Someone's life is going to be changed, and someone's life is going to be healed. One of the things that God has called me to is to bring restoration to the generation. That is my mandate. That is my mission. And I'm extremely excited about what God wants to do tonight and what he wants to say tonight and how he wants to show up. So I'm going to change protocol just a little bit. Instead of doing praise and worship first and then go into the word, I'm just going to change it up just a little bit. I'm going to open up in prayer. I'm going to go directly into the word. I'll do a little, we have a little bit of praise and worship, and then sort of open up the line for prayer. So we're going to take that route tonight. So, Father, we thank you, God, for another day, for another opportunity. Father, we say that you are Lord, you are King, you are Master, you are Redeemer. Father, you are righteous. We say, Father, there is none like you. All glory and honor belongs to you, O God. We thank you, O God, for what it is that you have spoken, O God. We thank you, O God, for the word, O God, that should be shared shall be released tonight, O God. We thank you, O God, that the hearts of your people right now, O God, that they are ready to receive, O God. And as a result of your word that goes forth, O God, we thank you, God, that that word will fall on good ground. Father, we thank you that according to your word, O God, that they will begin to reap and bear fruit, O God, 30, 60, 100 fold, O God. So we thank you, O God, that the word will fall on good ground. And we thank you, God, that you would give the increase to it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about the spirit of infirmity or spirit of affliction. Well, we understand, of course, in the Bible begins to let us know that there are like two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of darkness and there's the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of light, the kingdom of heaven. And so with the kingdom of darkness, for those who are not familiar with it, I'm not really going into too much detail, but I just want to give a brief overview. In this kingdom of darkness, this is actually the domain where there is like the absence of God, where Satan is the principal leader. But even though we know that he is the principal leader in this kingdom of darkness, understand that God has still given us power and authority over this. And so we also understand that the Bible tells us that God said he saw Lucifer fall like lightning. And so we understand that this kingdom of darkness was sort of instituted by Lucifer and his fallen angels. But then when we deal with the kingdom of God, we know exactly where that is, because the Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is on the inside of us. We know that is the very place, the very domain, the very realm where God operates, where he has dominion. And so we who are believers, we who are saved, we who have a relationship with God, we know that we live, we abide in this kingdom of God. And so today, I said I want to talk to you a little bit about the spirit of infirmity or spirit of affliction. Some of you may say, well, what is an infirmity? And I will tell you that according to the Greek meaning, an infirmity, it is your weakness. It is a sickness. It can be a disease or an area where one lacks strength or frailty. And when we're dealing with affliction, it's something that is a sign to cause distress to you. It causes a disease or the ultimate plan may be to destroy you. We understand, according to the word of God, the Bible says that the enemy came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said that I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So when we understand dealing with this whole kingdom of darkness and Satan and his strategic and very organized kingdom, we know that for the most part that all he is one who tries to duplicate everything that God has and what God does. But we understand that in this strategic, organized kingdom, we find out that there are certain spirits, these spirits, that are operating in this kingdom, and they have specific assignments. And so, like I said, the spirits that I want to specifically talk about tonight is the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of affliction. And so we said that affliction is the assignment of the spirit is to cause distress in one's life, to bring about disease, and ultimately to destroy you. The Holy Spirit began to speak to me, and as he began to tell me to begin to study about the spirit, he began to speak. He said its intention is to always stay for an extended amount of time and to keep one in that current state. It can cause you to be a social outcast. It can also inflict you with pain. And also, he said that it will begin to attach, it can attach itself to a group of people all in the same room, but it can actually manifest itself with different diagnoses. So, in other words, that means that there can be 5-7 people in a room, and maybe 3 or 5 of these people have been attacked by a spirit of infirmity, and you don't know it. Somebody may come in and they're battling with some type of heart issue. Somebody has asthma. Somebody else might have some type of rheumatoid arthritis or juvenile diabetes, something of that nature. So you have 4 people, maybe 7 people in a room. 4 of these people may actually be within this group. And even though the spirit of infirmity has attacked their bodies and it causes this physical manifestation, but they all have different diagnoses. I just want to make sure that everybody got that. So there could be several people in a room attacked by a spirit called infirmity or affliction. But yet still they all can have a different diagnosis. And so when we understand this about this spirit, the spirit of infirmity or affliction, I promise I'm about to get you the word so I can actually show you a lot of this. The Bible tells us that, well, not yet, but we find out that the spirit of infirmity or affliction, what it does is when it begins to attack the body, what it does is it has to be assignment. It can actually attack systems. And I know before we talked a little bit before when the Holy Spirit gave us the word, and the word was that he is causing systems, the very systems of our life to be healed. And I feel like some kind of way the Holy Spirit has gotten us right back on track again to deal with that same thing. So the spirit of infirmity or the spirit of affliction comes, and when it attacks a person, it begins to attack. And when it attacks, it causes physical illnesses, physical issues. And so these systems, they're centered around these systems of our life, which once again we say, which is the nervous system, which has to do with the brain, the spinal cord. We have the musculoskeletal system, so now you're dealing with the bones and the muscles. We can break that up and say the muscular system or the skeletal systems, or we can just say the musculoskeletal system. So people are having issues in their muscles, or people are having issues down into their joints. And then we have the integumentary again, which has to do with the skin breakouts, eczema, psoriasis, any type of discoloration or anything that begins to take place in the skin. And we have respiratory issues. So now you're talking about the lung, the digestive system, the reproductive system, people who are barren or can't conceive to have children, endocrine systems for those who are dealing with, like, blood sugar and stuff of that nature, trying to get all those things regulated, the circulatory system. So now you're dealing with the heart, the blood, and cardiovascular system. That all goes together, circulatory, cardiovascular. You have the urinary system, and that includes those kidneys there as well. And then you have the immune system. He just gave me this one, the immune system, which is supposed to be your defense system, and this spirit will come and attack it just to break you down to make you more susceptible to sickness. Oh, my God, that right there is so good. And so The spirit comes and it attacks a person. And when it attacks you, and it begins to cause havoc, distress, disease, or ultimately destroy a person in the very systems of our lives. Example, I'm going to talk about my own self. The Holy Spirit began to talk to me and begin to give me revelation concerning the spirit as I began to study about it on Sunday. On Monday night while I was sleeping, I was attacked in my sleep. And the spirit of affliction came and brought about all this pain in my hand. And the pain was so unbearable, it hurt, and there was nothing I could do to make it stop, but I remembered the pain. And then I woke up. And I guess I rolled back over and fell back to sleep, and then he came again to attack, and this time he strangled me. And I remember gasping for air, trying to yell Jesus, and I couldn't get the words out, but my spirit must have been crying out for me. Because even though that weapon of the enemy had been formed and he tried to take me out in my sleep, I tell you, the devil is a liar, and even though that weapon was formed, it never prospered because I'm still here. And so, you know, and then he's trying to get on Wednesday while I'm at work. You know, just doing what most people do, get up, you go to work, and while you're working, 2 hours before I got off, I was in so much pain on the right side of my neck, I couldn't no longer turn to the right. I couldn't bend my head backwards. And I was in excruciating pain, and there was nothing physically that I did to cause this issue. And so, of course, I went home that day, and I finally did go back to work on Thursday. But I did my part in the spirit realm. I began to pray and begin to combat, come against the spirit of infirmity that tried to attack me, or actually did attack me. And I began to combat this spirit in the realm of the spirit by prayer. And on Thursday, I had two therapists who worked with me. The first therapist was saying how the right muscle in the back, it had gotten all swollen on the right side compared to the left side. And she couldn't get the muscle to relax or begin to release. As she tried to manipulate it, it wouldn't respond. And so finally when she said she did, it finally did respond the second time around with her trying it. She was going to try like some ultrasound to try to get some heat down deep into the actual deep tissue of the muscle because it was so dense and swollen. And so I then worked with another therapist there, and he gave me these exercises. And as he began to have me work through these exercises for my neck, in a window of 5 to 10 minutes, I began to get more range on my right side. And every time I would do the exercise, the pain would decrease. By the time I came home and went to bed Thursday night, the pain that I had on Wednesday, which was so excruciating where I could not go from sitting up in my bed to lay back to hit the pillow because I was in so much pain, my Thursday, after implementing those exercises and combating that spirit in the spirit realm, by the time I came home Thursday night, I was able to go from sitting and begin to lay back in my bed on my pillow, and I was able to relax. I still had a little weakness because I would get tired after sitting up for so long. But the pain had decreased, and all the pain was gone by Friday. And so I come to tell you this, that these spirits, they have a specific assignment in this kingdom of darkness. And when we understand that the enemy's assignment is to steal, to kill, and to destroy us, we need to understand that we, as children in the kingdom of God, God has given us the power and the authority over the enemy. And so we understand that the word of God tells us that. God said, he said, you know what? I've already overcome the world. Be of good cheer. The power, the authority that you need, God has already equipped you and already has delegated unto you so that he knew that these days would come. But you know what? He said, you know what? It's okay because I've already equipped my children with the power that they would need to be able to overcome him. And so I have good news for you today that I want to tell you exactly a little bit about, I want to show you two examples in the Bible, and then I want to tell you, encourage you just a little bit about what the Word of God here. If you have a Bible, I want everybody to turn to John 5, verses 1 through 9. So we can begin to read by some actual examples in the Bible that actually occurred. And so I want everybody just to turn there so we can go there, and then I'll take you to another scripture we can actually read as well. All right, so everybody should have that by now in John chapter 5. And I read that for those who actually don't have a Bible, but you can actually take notes so you can go back and read it in your spare time. So John 5, verses 1 through 9, and the Bible says, "After this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, 'Do you want to be made well?' The sick man answered him, 'Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me.' Jesus said to him, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk.'" And so we find here that the Bible begins to show us about the spirit of infirmity. One of the points that I stated a while back is that the Holy Spirit said that the intention of this spirit is to stay for an extended amount of time to keep one in that current state. And so we find out that there was this guy who was in this current state for, the Bible says, 38 years. And that is the intention of this spirit whenever it begins to attack or attach itself to a person. And so we find out that when it does, when it comes, when it begins to attack a person, what happens is it comes, it brings forth some type of infirmity, a sickness, a disease, some type of distress that brings about some type of physical manifestation in your body, which has to do with one of the very systems of our lives. And as a result, it tries to stay there for an extended amount of time. But the Bible tells us that I have good news for you, because today I sense that the same way that God moved back then, when the very portal of heaven had been open, and the Bible tells us that at a certain time, a certain season, where this angel will begin to come, and when he will come and stir up the water, and whoever made it into this water first was being healed of their disease. I have good news for you today, because I sense that there is a move of the Spirit even now, where God is even stirring the water, and for someone to be healed even today, even now. Moyo Shabayata. Harabayata. And my question is to you, it's the same thing that Jesus asked this guy who was in this situation for 38 years with this infirmity. And he asked him, he said, "Will you be made whole? Do you want to be made well? Do you desire to be healed? Do you desire to be better?" Oh, my gosh. If that's you, I got good news for you, because I know somebody whose name is Jehovah Rapha. He is the God that healeth thee. My God. Turn over with me real quick to one more. Actually, I have two more scriptures. Luke 13, verses 11 to 12, so we can actually look at this as well. That is Luke 13, verses 11 and 12. And if you don't have a Bible, please make sure that you take note of this so you can actually sit down and meditate in this as well. 13, verses 11 and 12, and actually we start in verse 10, and the Bible says, "Now he," we're talking about Jesus here, "was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.'" I believe the Spirit of God is moving right now. As it did in the book of John, the Spirit of God is moving even now. And today, I believe that God wants to begin to set somebody free. I want you to understand that you don't have to carry this. You got to begin to see yourself given that situation, given that infirmity, given that sickness, given that disease, given that situation, that thing that has ailed you. Begin to see yourself giving that thing to Jesus. And so the Bible tells us that here we go once again, another person with the spirit of infirmity. And the Bible previously showed us that there was the other guy who had it for 38 years. And so now we see this woman who's stuck in a bent-over position, and the Bible says she had the spirit of infirmity, and the Bible says it was for 18 years, and there was nothing she could do to stand up straight. But the Bible says that Jesus saw her, and when he saw her, he began to speak to her, and when he spoke to her, he commanded the spirit to begin to loose her. And when he did, the Bible says that, oh my God, he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. So the Bible tells us that when God spoke to her and he put his hands on her, a woman who'd been bent over for 18 years, who'd been suffering from this spirit of infirmity, the Bible tells us that one moment in the presence of God and what happened at his word and at his very command, and when he laid hands on her, that spirit had to loose her and let her go, and she was able to stand straight up after 18 years. Praise be unto God. And I believe that today God wants to do the same thing for somebody else who's been battling with a spirit of infirmity. Matthew 8:17 tells us that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying he, we're talking about Jesus again, himself took our infirmities and he bore each one of our sicknesses. So I want you to understand that today I need you, anyone who today can say that, you know what, I have this issue, this sickness, this disease, this infirmity, and that either it has attacked you in one of these areas, nervous system, musculoskeletal system, in your skin, integumentary, respiratory, digestive, reproductive, endocrine, circulatory, cardiovascular, urinary, your immune system, your very defense system. In one of those areas, this spirit has attacked you in one of those areas. I need you today to begin to see that you don't have to carry this any longer, but you can give it over to Jesus, because the Bible says that he took, past tense, he took our infirmities, every last one of our sickness, every last one of our diseases, every last one of them. The Bible says that he took them when he was on that cross. And the Bible tells us that those very stripes that Jesus received, they were for our healing. So that tells me that you don't have to walk around and be bound by a spirit of infirmity whose intention is to stay in your life and keep you in that current state and be bound for an extended amount of time. Something that will cause you to be a social outcast, or one that will come and cause you to be afflicted with pain. Can you imagine being bent over for 18 years stuck in that current situation? Can you imagine the pain she must have been in, very uncomfortable being bent over, stuck in that current situation? But today, I want you to see yourself being able to give that situation to Jesus, who said that I took every last one of your infirmities and I bore your very sickness. Evangelist Kaiser?
Yes, ma'am.
I need you to unmute a certain phone so I can do some praise and worship before I go back into prayer.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get what's the last four of it?
8709.
Okay, let me find it. Excuse me, I'm trying to get my laptop is cooperating.
Eight seven zero nine.
Okay, now I see it. Okay. It's open.
Okay, Sharice?
Yeah.
Hello, this All is right. Jeff Lord, Evangelist Cecilia of Smile3E. Just wanting to say thank you so much for all of your prayers and support, and thank you for joining in and tuning in and chatting with us via Blog Talk Radio during our program. Just want to remind you to stay blessed and
okay, there we go.
Okay, cool. All right, Sharice. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can you lead us into worship real quick?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my voice in worship and I bless your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Amen, 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 amen. Oh my gosh, Shamayo Tarabayashia. Father, you deserve all the glory. Father, you deserve all the honor, oh God. And Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you do not change, oh God. And I thank you, God, that even now, oh God, I thank you, Mando Hu Ramando Hu Shamaye Terabariata. Oh God, Lamario Shinididi, Shanando, Rebebibi, Shibabababashia. God, Mayoto Rabaria Tarabohu Shabariata. God, I thank you, God, that you are stirring things up even right now in the realm of the Spirit, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for your healing virtue, oh God, that is being released, oh God. I thank you for deliverance, oh God, that is taking place. God, I thank you for yokes, oh God, that are about to be destroyed. God, I thank you for strongholds right now, God, that are being pulled down and brought to naught. God, I thank you, oh God, for bodies that are about to line up, oh God, and be made whole right now. Shiborioto, oh Shamando Rebebe Shabayata. God, I thank you, God Mariata, that you're causing the very systems of their lives, oh God, to begin to line up by your Shiboyoto Roboto, yo Shibobo Shebabababashia, Hoshababababashia. God, we thank you for your delivering power, Mayo Shababashia, Hanada Robo Shababashia. All right, so I want everybody to understand that I am going to deal with this as a spirit. The spirit of infirmity, and I'm going to combat this. But what I'm going to do first is I want to open up all the lines to find out if there are certain people, you don't have to say your name, but if there's a certain situation, infirmity, disease, sickness that you've been battling with in your body and you want prayer for that, I want you to tell me what the issue is, but you don't have to say your name. So we can begin to pray for that and combat this spirit of infirmity and begin to decree and declare the word of God over your life. So that spirit, the same way that Jesus spoke to the woman, the woman, thou art loose. We decree that the spirit of infirmity is going to begin to loose you today. And when it does, we believe that we're going to see the very power of God released into your life and see a quick turnaround, a quick manifestation, Mariata, a quick healing, because anytime we watch Jesus, for the most part, he never really separated deliverance from healing. He would deliver one, cast out a spirit, and when the spirit was cast out, we find out that the person was healed. So we're going to do the same thing today. We're going to follow the very pattern that Jesus did. We're going to deal with that spirit, and when we deal with that spirit, we believe that you're going to walk into your healing. So, Evangelist Kaiser, if you could go ahead and open up all the phones, so I can find out if there's anybody who needs prayer concerning anything. The lines are open.
I need prayer from depression and freedom from fear because, you know, just for so long it's just been, you know, overwhelming and, you know, so much just feeling down and weary and distressed and unable to provide and to take care of myself and just bound by strongholds in my mind of depression and, you know, family issues and lack.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else needs prayer for a specific issue?
All the lines are open, so you can go ahead and speak.
Hello?
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 Yes.
I need prayer for my diabetes, my high blood pressure, my grandchildren, well, grandson, and my husband, his pressure, his cholesterol, and so many other things that we are dealing with, but fear is one of them, too, because I have a fear of some things that are going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I have that feeling that it's going to happen. And I know God is going to step in and change it. So I still need prayer. Because they say when one or two come together, he will be in the midst. So I'm saying that if you're praying and I'm praying, God going to be in the midst. So I ask for that prayer for my family. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. We're going to do that. Anybody else?
Unemployment.
Uh-huh.
So many people are unemployed. We're praying for unemployment. God, open some doors, employment for those who are struggling and can't find jobs.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Freedom from drug usage for people who are bound by isms, alcoholism, drug addiction, infidelity, pornography, those spirits that's plaguing people in the name of Jesus. They need
Amen.
To go.
Well, we've been putting in trash, haven't we? Okay. Anybody else?
Dog. Okay.
Anybody else needs prayer for anything?
You need prayer?
I don't think so. Shanti here. Anybody else?
Call your mama.
I'm gonna say, well, I guess that's it. And I guess we'll get ready to pray then. So, Father, we thank you again for this opportunity, oh God. I thank you, Father, that you know everything from the very beginning, from the very end, oh God, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. We thank you, God, that according to your word, oh God, anything that's impossible with man, God, it is possible with you, oh God. We believe, oh God, your word, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that as one of the callers already said, oh God, when two or three are gathered in your name, Father, we know that you are in the midst of us, oh God. We thank you, God, that there is power and unity, oh God. We thank you. Oh God, we thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders that were closely accompanying, oh God. Oh God, this prayer, oh God. Father, we come against. We command the spirit of infirmity right now by the authority of Christ Jesus to loose those, O God, bound by diabetes, O God, to loose them, O God, from high blood pressure. We command you to be regulated. High cholesterol, we come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Body be made whole, Mario Tobaya time. Cholesterol, Moyo Shiba Badaya. Come down and be regulated. Tara Moyota. Stabilize. Himoya Baba Shim. Diabetes, insulin levels. Be regulated. Tara Mayo Shabaya time.
Oh, God, we decree and declare, oh, God, that right now, oh, God, that you loose them, oh, God, and set them free, oh, God. We thank you right now that deliverance, oh, God, is being released, oh, God. We thank you right now that your healing is being released, oh, God. Father, we give you praise for that. Father, we come against Yimayatam. The spirit of fear, oh God, that will keep your people in bondage, oh God. So you spirit of fear, we command you by the authority of Christ Jesus to loose them and let them go now. Father, for you're not giving them a spirit of fear, but you're giving them power, love, and a sound mind. I lose power on the inside of you. I lose love on the inside of you. And I lose a sound mind. I lose liberty and freedom right now by the authority of Christ Jesus, for whom the Son has set free is truly free indeed. Go forth in your liberty. Go forth in your boldness. And go forth in your freedom by the authority of Christ Jesus. God, we come against every spirit of heaviness. By the authority of Christ Jesus, we command you to loose your hold now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God, right now. That right now, God, that you're releasing, oh God, all of gladness, oh God, I thank you, Lord, that you're imparting joy into their spirit right now, oh God. For you said that it's the joy of the Lord, oh God, that is their strength, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that even now, Father, you're imparting strength on the inside of them, oh God. Every chemical imbalance, it's coming back into alignment. God, I thank you, oh God, that you're flooding their hearts in peace right now by the authority of Christ Jesus. God, we give you praise for that, oh God. God, I thank you, oh God. We lift up those right now, oh God, who've been seeking employment, oh God. God, I thank you, Mando, Yoshi, Bobashia. God, that our way is being made, oh God, Mario, Torabashia. God, I thank you, oh God, that doors, Imanana, Mando, Yoshi. Doors are being open, no more, Yotobo, Yobadiata. God, you said we knock, oh God, it'll be open, Nana, Mando, Yoshi. We knock right now in the realm of the spirit, oh God, Maria, Tarabariata. God, I thank you that you're equipping them, oh God, that you empower them, oh God. I thank you right now, God, that wisdom is coming forth, Imanata. That you're giving them wisdom, oh God, divine wisdom, oh God, on where to go at to find the job. Oh God, and when they hear your voice, oh God, that they will move swiftly. Every blockage, every hindrance, every obstacle right now is being removed by the authority of Christ Jesus. Every hindrance, we rebuke you by the authority of Christ Jesus, and we decree that a way is being made. A door has been opened. The avenue has been paved. Oh, God, my God, oh, God, I thank you. My God, oh, God, I thank you. The same way, Father, that you took care of the birds, I thank you, God, that you're taking care of every last one of their needs, oh, God. See, and as long as they seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, everything else, oh, God, is going to be added unto them, oh, God. So I thank you, oh, God, for favor, oh, God, that is going forth before them, and the door and the way has already been made. Oh, God, we give you praise for that now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we also come against every spirit of perversion, every spirit of lust, God, we come against it right now by the authority of Christ Jesus. We uproot you, by the authority of Christ Jesus. We command you to loose them and set them free now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you that you're filling them, oh God, with a new desire for you, God, a new hunger for you, God, a new love for you, God, a new thirst, oh God, a new appetite. Yes, God. Oh, God, I thank you that you're filling them with a new appetite, maniata, a godly appetite, maniata, maniata, hoshi, ba, 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 shi. Every carnal-minded way of thinking right now is being starved. Emo, shebo, jobo, boyo, sobata, hoshi, ba, 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 God. I thank you for the new spiritual appetite, oh God. They're craving more of you, oh God. Desiring more of you, oh God. Running after you, oh God. As the deer pants for water, oh God, they're so even right now, oh God. They're thirsting for you, oh God. Fill every boy, mano. Thank you for filling it, mano. And starving that appetite, oh God. God, I come against the spirit of addiction, mano. I command you to loose them and set them free, those who are bound by the spirit of alcohol, oh God. Drugs, oh God. God, I thank you, oh God. To whom the Son has set free once again, oh God. Oh God, is truly free indeed, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, that you're breaking that addiction right now by the authority of Christ Jesus, oh God. And giving them, oh God, new appetite. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Oh God, I thank you that you're flooding, oh God, Mariata, flooding their hearts, flooding their spirit, oh God, with a new appetite for you, oh God. Ah, God, they're thirsty, they're hungry for you, oh God. Oh God, I thank you. Mana Rabuhu Shababa Shia. Thank you for doing it, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, that you even deal it once again, oh God, the spirit of lust and perversion, oh God, in the area of infidelity. God, I decree that right now, God, that they are complete in you. Lacking nothing. God, they understand, oh God, that they are the very apple of your eyes. Created in your image, oh God. Oh God, they've been fearfully and wonderfully made. God, I thank you that even right now, God, you're giving them a new image. They know who they are in you, in Christ Jesus. And never again will they settle for less. And they be willing to wait, oh God, for their Boaz. God, I give you praise. God, I give you praise. God, I give you praise. All that, Father, we thank you, God, that you're covering grandchildren, oh God, right now, oh God. Oh God, for those who need healing, oh God, we thank you for healing, oh God. For those who need doors open, God, I thank you that you open up doors right now, God. I thank you, God, for safety and preservation, oh God. Thank you for their protection, oh God. I thank you, God, that you'll take them to their destination and bring them back home safely, oh God. We give you praise for that, oh God. We decree, oh God, that they have a heart after you, oh God. They long after you, oh God. They have an appetite for you, oh God. They're running after you, oh God. They will seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And everything added, oh God, everything else that they need, oh God, it'll be added unto them, oh God. I thank you. That even now, oh God, that they're learning the very ways that they should go and follow God. So when they get older, they will not depart from it, oh God. I thank you, God. Everything they put their hands to, God, may it prosper, oh God. I thank you, God, that everything is working out for their good, oh God. God, we give you praise for it right now by the authority of Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 All right, Evangelist Kaiser, I'm done.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome word on tonight, awesome prayer. The yoke-destroying anointing of God and His Holy Ghost has truly manifested on tonight. Is there anyone that would like to share any words, or you're just marinating in the Holy Ghost right now from the prayer? I understand. I don't want to go ahead and make any announcements. If there's anything that anyone would like to say to Evangelist Tanice on tonight, the lines are still open.
I thank God for this opportunity to be involved in this message tonight. I thank God for His word. I thank God for this servant. I thank God for each of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, anyone else? I don't want to leave anyone out. Like I said, I know it's truly been a blessed service on tonight.
Yeah, this is Tanisha's dad, and I just want to say I thank God for her and listening to the amount of people that called in for prayer and all, I can tell that you were right on point in what you talked about today and how you boldly proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ as still being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I just want to say that God is truly using you, and I thank God for that, and I bid you Godspeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
I praise God for Tynese. I thank God for using her mightily. I pray, God, that he will continue to anoint her to go forth in these last and evil days to proclaim the gospel. And I thank you, and I pray, God, continue anointing upon your life.
Amen.
Thank God for healing you, Tynese. I thank God for healing you. I thank God for your prayer life, and I thank him that no weapon formed against you will prosper. I thank God for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless you, God.
Amen. Well, I want to thank Evangelist Tynese once again on tonight for sharing her awesome ministry with us on Blog Talk Radio and also on Free Conference. .com and Facebook and live streaming. I just want to thank God for all that he's doing in and through you, Evangelist. And just want to encourage you and say, keep obeying God, because I know that God's going to bless you for all of the souls that have been touched by the ministry that he's placed within your belly. So at this time, I just want to remind everyone, don't forget about 8 p.m. on every Central Standard Time on every Monday, Iron Sharpening Iron. On the fourth Monday, you will be blessed by Evangelist Tynese Ministries. And then on every Sunday at 12 noon, Let's Talk with Smile 3E. Every Friday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, with God Still Heals with Evangelist Kendall, Kathy Ann Kendall. And then every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time with Evangelist Tony, an ask, but we're praying just for an hour. But please join us again the next fourth Monday when Evangelist Tynese will truly be on here with a word from the Lord. And just stay blessed, stay encouraged, and walk in the manifestation of what God has already said through her tonight. And you are truly healed, you are truly blessed, and truly delivered. Did you have anything else that you wanted to say, Evangelist, before we go off the air?
I don't have anything else to say.
Okay. And as she has already said, remember our foundational scripture. 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So until next Friday or next Monday or next Saturday or Sunday when you're on the line with us, stay blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.